sheets returned almost immediately. He screamed little elf screams as he dashed behind Emma. Following closely on Cheats' heels were three soldiers-at-arms, Kodak's henchmen. They wore full armor and carried long swords. Their helmets covered their entire faces except for their eyes. The clearing emptied as all of the other fairies and creatures took flight into the forest.
Yip! Yelp! Help! Help! They're going to eat Cheats! Save me!
Cheats cried as he tried to hide behind Emma's skirts. The henchmen stopped, and, growling, they swished their swords around their heads. Rainy was stiff with alarm and pawed the ground with his hoof.
It's all right, Cheats. They won't hurt you.
Emma stepped toward the henchmen.
Shoo! Behave yourselves! Shame on you for scaring everyone! We don't want you here in our forest. Go away!
The sun had disappeared behind black clouds. Lightning and thunder began to rumble across the sky. Kodak appeared, as if carried in by the lightning. He was dressed in black armor and wore a golden helmet. Cold black eyes glared out. Spikes on his armor lined his shoulders, arms, and chest. He wore boots that covered his thighs. He held two leashes that controlled two monster, slavering dog creatures. He was fearsome to behold. Kodak spoke in a booming voice.
Who is this that dares enter my forest?
Who?
Asked Stare in a very frightened voice.
Shut up, you overgrown chicken.
Kodak glared at Emma.
Answer me. Who are you?
At Kodak's harsh words, Rainy walked to Emma's side as if to protect her. Emma rested her hand on Rainy's shoulder.
I'm Emma. How do you do? May I ask your name?
You dare? Don't you know who I am?
Well, if I were to guess, I would say that you are Mr. Kodak.
Mr. Kodak? Mr. Kodak?
Kodak roared at her.
I am Lord Kodak, Supreme Lieutenant to King Hazard.
Lord Kodak, there's no need to shout. You're scaring everyone. Kindly lower your voice, please. We're not deaf.
At Emma's bravery, Kodak's henchmen pounded the ground with their swords, and the dog creatures growled deep in their throats.
What? Kindly lower my voice, did you say? Why, I'll squash you, you little...
Kodak took several menacing steps towards Emma. Out of the trees, accompanied by her handmaidens, Queen Cleo appeared.
You will do nothing, Kodak.
Kodak whirled around at the queen's voice.
Well, 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 look what the cat dragged in. Where have you been hiding, Queenie?
Who?
Stare was indignant at Kodak's insult to his queen.
It's all right, Stare. We all know what bad manners Kodak has.
She turned to Kodak.
I haven't been hiding,
Maurice.
I've been busy in the Venus constellation.
Don't call me Maurice, Cleo. You know how I hate that.
Oh, very well. Kodak, then.
Maurice? It's Maurice! Maurice!
Cheats taunted, but he made certain that he did it from behind Emma. Kodak signaled his henchmen as they chased Cheats into the forest. He turned back to the group huddled around the unicorn.
How's our little prince today? Prince Abdul Caesar Sachmo Rainier. Did I miss any of your names, prince? How are you these days? Missing mommy? Missing your homeland? Too bad.
That isn't very nice, Lord Kodak. Why are you being so mean? Emma asked.